from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Achrimot Kedoshim, Connecting Above and Below. Rav Samson Frau Hirsch, prominent rabbi in Germany in the mid-19th century, pointed out that there are two areas within the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, where we connect the heavens and the earth, our aspirations to the heavens, to God, and our activity here on earth. And that is, number one, the cherubs. As the high priest enters the Holy of Holies in this Parsha, and on Yom Kippur, as described in Parshat Achrimot, we think of the cherubs on top of the ark. Cherubs were angelic / childlike figures that were there on top of the ark, and so chimbechan vehem al kaporet. So they, on the one hand, they're hovering over the ark because they're focused on the earth below. But on the other hand, they also move. The porsim kan vehem lamala. They spread their wings up to heavens. Obviously, they're directed toward heaven as well. The goal is to be connected both to heaven and earth, like Jacob's ladder connects the heaven and the earth. But more significantly, in this parsha, it says that El Panei HaKapor, that you should sprinkle the blood of these different offerings to atone for the Jews, achas lamala, one above, and sheva lamata, and then seven below. You sprinkle like this, and it goes below, and one you sprinkle a little bit up, and it goes up, and then goes down. And Yom Kippur, we famously count them, and he would say, achas, achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim. He would count one, one and one, one and two, one and three, one and four. And you wonder, what's all this business? It's true. If God says one plus seven, you got to get the number right. You have to count them. But what is it all about? And why one above, one below? What's it all about? Comes to Rav Samson Frau Hirsch, and he says that on the one hand, it all has to be directed toward the heaven above. Anything we do, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, all of our deeds must be for the sake of heaven. But most of what we do is here on earth. If you look at many Parsha Kedoshim, for instance, the end of Parsha Achrimot, it's all about our human interactions. Holiness, purity, it's all about how we behave as human beings. We had recently the Daf Yomi in Yoma, speaks about the temple was destroyed because of idolatry, but also immorality, murder, also because of needless hatred between people. So the temple is all about the human interaction. Isaiah speaks at length about the destruction of the temple because of human interactions, lack of justice, lack of appreciation of the poor. Jeremiah speaks of not letting the land lay fallow for those who in need. So it's all about this earth. So there's one lamala. We get our focus. We say it's all we want to do it for heaven's sake. But then everything we do has to be to bring that heavenly vision down here on earth. So why does he have to count one, one and two, one and one, one and two, one and three? Why doesn't he count one? That's above, and then one below, two, three, four, five, six, seven, below. Why does he have to keep saying one and one, one and two, one and three? Answer is, he says, because you want to keep connecting that earthly thing to God. Some people begin to become motivated by religion, that after all, the Torah says we should respect the image of God in each person, love your neighbor as yourself, etc., etc. It says in our parsha, you should love your neighbor as yourself. But then it sort of morphs into sort of a humanitarianism that has little connection with God. It's just about our love of people. And it's not connected with the end of that verse, love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord your God, Ani Hashem, that I am God. That even loving your neighbor is related to our connection with God. So that's why we say one toward heaven, one and one. Everything I do down here is connected with my one connection with God. One and two, whatever else I'm doing down here, it's still connected with God. Even when I get to seven, even when I'm so involved in the human experience that I almost forgot about the God part, I'm reminded again, one and seven. I'm reminded that all of our deeds have to be connected with God as well. Finally, Shlomo Frau Hirsch says as follows. He says, "Soso kein al hisbonen betachlis kol pulaso." You need to think about the purpose of all of your deeds.
And what's that? Haviomer lahashros barzi
et hashamayim, to imbue within the earthly, the heavenly. To imbue within the earthly, the heavenly. That's our goal. That's why you can have one parsha is talking about going into the Holy of Holies, and the other parsha can be talking about honoring parents, can be talking about rebuking our neighbor, helping them do better next time. We talk about loving our neighbor as ourselves, leaving the corners of our field for the poor, because it's all connected. As the Parshas Kedoshim constantly reminds us, Ani Hashem. This is not about pure humanitarianism, thinking about your friend and forgetting about God. It's all connected. We remain connected to our ultimate goal that we want to connect with God. Part of that connecting with God is bringing God down to earth, is connecting to others in a way that God would appreciate and would approve of. Thank you so much for joining us here, our discussion of connecting the above and below, and join us each week for a discussion of the parsha. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.